Hello again, my friend. Welcome back to another episode of Personality First, Then Tech. I am your host, Dr. Daphne Phillip.
Well, welcome back today. I did not mean to have the podcast focus on Serenity this week. It just feel like when the students came back from the Thanksgiving break, they lost their mind. So I needed to just find a way to stay focused on what's happening at the moment. And the topic I was scheduled to talk about really surrounded the business framework that I created and to teach teachers, people like you, how to set up your own small business. But right now, I just want to share some things with you for those of you that are having school, you know, kids are going crazy. You are getting more and more burnout because we're getting closer and closer to winter. For some of us right now, when it's they push back the hour, so it's dark longer. That's how I ended up talking about Serenity, you guys. It wasn't the plan. But in any case, last couple of days, I shared 7 tips. And yesterday, because of my terrible time, and I share with you how I actually use those things. It's not just words on paper that I'm just wasting your time with. This is actually stuff that I did. So yesterday, I actually focused on those 3 things and I shared with you. So today, I had to do the same thing again because it just didn't seem to be a bad day. Yesterday was another thing today as well. So today's topic is going to focus how I keep calm and tranquility within me. Each moment of my day, I focus on peace. My serenity transcends time and circumstances. Deep within, I feel a sense of stillness, which allows me to infuse a harmony into my interaction with my students and the people around me. I never know what the next moment might hold because we change class every 47 minutes. Therefore, I have to cultivate calmness inside of myself just to, you know, survive the day. Whatever happens in my day, I'm prepared to greet each moment, each task with equanimity and abiding satisfaction, because I just have to do that. Otherwise, I'm going to be knee-deep into negative thought. All is well within my soul is something that I say when I see myself getting angry and angry and more frustrated. I always say, I think it's a song, a spiritual song. All is well with my soul and out of this deep inside of myself. When someone comes to me with a concern or frustration, I choose how to respond. My initial response usually is to react, but instead now I elect to pause and respond with thoughtfulness. Because I am calm in dealing with others and responses that changes the circumstances, right now I'm just radiating tranquility. Others clearly can see peaceful how I am now compared to yesterday, because I actually worked at it last night to digitally each day to cultivate my desired approach to the world, which is peaceful responses, not anger reaction. Whenever I feel like reacting emotionally, I take a moment to breathe and collect my thoughts. Then I respond with calmness instead. Today, I am actually very thankful for the serenity that I chose to stay within, to continue to cultivate with each class period. I also trust in my own ability to experience peace throughout the day because I'm connected to a creator that is a prince of peace and principality. So he gives me peace and I'm grateful for that. Each day I choose to respond with calmness, kind spirit, each student. And with it, because I do that, I stay very tranquil within myself and I keep peace around in my classroom in every situation that comes my way. And in summary of the podcast, I'm going to post 3 questions that, again, it follows the same tips that I shared last couple of days with you. And the questions are, what part of the day have you felt most challenged to respond calmly? What might help you respond more calmly in these circumstances? When do you feel most peaceful inside? How can you bring that feeling into other moments of your day? So don't forget, like, I have my web class every Thursday. I'm going to start 7 p.m., but right now, I'm going to start 8 p.m., my apologies, and right now it's still 7 p.m., and don't forget to share the link. Okay, if anything else you need, you also feel free to email me at info@parallelograminstitute.com.
Thank you for joining me today and listening to this episode of Personality First, Then Tech. As a podcast newbie, I am well aware of the many other shows you could have been listening to other than me. Hopefully, what I share with you today resonated with you and will help you on your journey. If this episode helps you today, then be sure to share it with someone else you know that would need the information. Our mission will only be achieved when we share with others what has helped us. I want to help you apply the success principles in your journey to converting your teaching skills, experience, personalities, and knowledge into a money-making enterprise. I hope you can help me further by sharing this podcast to build our tribe of educators who desire to earn more money and more time. It's hard for me to share over audio, so if this is something your colleagues need, then click the link to subscribe to the podcast. Thanks again for tuning in. I'm here with you, my friend. Please click the button to share this episode with a friend.